What are you most proud of that you worked on?
I'm most proud of 9/11, what we did at 9/11. When 9/11 happened, it just so happened that the TV station was the only one to have a backup transmitter on the Empire State Building. When World Trade Center went down, we were the only ones that could continue to broadcast. We stayed on the air for 2 weeks straight.
Where were you that day?
I was in Manhattan. I mean, I when the first plane hit, I was at home in Westchester, and I ran to the train, got pieces of what was going on, didn't even really know what had happened on the way in. The train took me right into Manhattan. We knew that planes had hit the World Trade Center, and I found out when I got to Grand Central Terminal that one of the buildings had fallen. And I said, fallen? What do you mean, fallen over? My wife said, collapsed down, fell down. I said, how far? She goes, you're not getting the picture. They collapsed in. And I said, I have to get down there. And I called in, and I just said, go. You know, there was no where to, just get down there. And I took a cab down. It was a Muslim cab driver. I remember the last thing he said, it's very sad. They're going to blame us. I walked down. I was threatened with arrest. We pushed, you know. I mean, I finally got to within three blocks of the site in time to run away when the second building fell. So it was an exercise in futility as far as getting there to do something. But I was down there then, and we began to report immediately afterwards. And we stayed there, you know, essentially for weeks. I mean, we'd go home late at night. We did 12 hours on, 12 hours off for two weeks. And I'm most proud of that because people still mention it as a comfort and a sense of being in it together. In other words, they weren't watching the network coverage, which was, you know, somewhat distant from it. They were watching people who were in it with them, New Yorkers, because for New York was very much a local story. I mean, I didn't even see a picture of the Pentagon. I mean, we had it on the air until 2 weeks later. I mean, I never even knew what it looked like. That's how hard we were working.
So when you were covering that story, what was your method of what needed to be said? I mean, how do you approach it when you're right there in the middle of it?
There was a live camera, all right? When you would come on, there was one person who was working the camera, the scene. Usually you were talking to people who were coming in and out. There were office workers trying to get to their businesses. There were people who lived down there who had to leave. There were people trying to find out what happened to loved ones and missing persons. There were relief workers who were trying to get down to the pile to help with the assistance. There were people talking about the restrictions on movement. There was unpleasant interactions with the police who were trying to restrict photographing of certain places. There were strains on the society in general. Mail had to be delivered. Subways had to be rerouted. There was a million details of a big city having to adjust to life around this cataclysm. That is local news. That's what we do. We're local news. And so it was a national news story for the world, but it was also very personal for us. I mean, when do we get back to work? When do the schools reopen? What happens to the borough of Manhattan Community College, which has its campus there? What about the church that was next to the tower? What about the subways? What about the PATH trains? What about the electricity? What about the dust? Is the air safe? All those questions. First question I asked, is the air safe?
Because you were there breathing it
too. I was there. I asked Mayor Giuliani. It was the first question. We believe so. Right?
So you didn't wear a mask, I guess.
Well, I mean, we weren't down there. I wasn't in the pile. I mean, I did not wear a mask. No, I wore it sometimes, you know, if it was particularly dusty. But I touched the dust. The dust was on my clothes, on my shoes, on my feet. It was a very, very emotionally stressful time. But that work, that 2 weeks of work, was the most proud I am of the job we did.
Well, there's some ethical television questions that kind of got raised during that time. Obviously, no one was quite prepared on that particular day that those buildings were going to fall as the coverage was going on at the network. And then people began to jump out of windows. Questions about what do you show live to the nation, what you don't. Did you all face some of those tough questions?
No, I listen. it's always a mistake, in my experience, to try and make judgments like that for people and withhold. I would rather publish by mistake than withhold by mistake. It is a serious, serious decision to say we're not doing that. You don't want to show bodies hitting the ground, but the idea that people were falling through space to their death, I mean, we need to know that. We need to see that. That's happening. It's not going to change the facts. And if the suggestion is that, you know, we can't handle reality, then shame on us. I mean, this was a tough day. And if you thought it was tough to watch it on TV, you should have been there. And people needed to know.
Did you witness that yourself?
I did not witness that. I know people who did witness it. I was close enough to the second tower to hear the impact of each individual floor as it pancaked.
And wow, that's a sound you probably will never forget.
No, and I took shelter in a doorway, and I just and I probably broke a record for the 100-yard dash immediately afterwards. It just is what it is. I mean, I don't think I don't think that's an ethical question. I think, well, what are you going to do? You're going to what? Cut to a picture of a guy in a studio who's going to describe it to you? I mean, you know, what's the alternative to not showing it? You know, I can't even imagine. I would have been outraged if they decided not to broadcast it. I mean, how dare they make that decision?